What disease were you before the world saw you? It's Rhyme and Reason 905.
Here's your rhyme and reason. Oh, yeah.
Hey there, Tony here. And you might not think anybody would think some sort of human being was an actual disease, but recently I saw a headline and I had to check it out because it said a prominent doctor asked Democrats, if abortion is healthcare, my question is, what disease are you treating? And I say kudos to the good doctor for the what disease question, because that is a good question. So I think it's important that you know the doctor's name is Monique Wubenhorst, or it looks like Wubenhorst, but I believe it's pronounced Wubenhorst. Anyway, according to an article clip I read, she's a renowned medical professor and researcher. Dr. Wubenhorst understands what's going on when abortion is performed. She understands what's going on. She knows it has nothing to do with healthcare. So she boldly asked a group of pro-abortion lawmakers to explain how killing unborn babies is part of good medicine. And here's that question again. She said, if abortion is healthcare, my question is, what disease are you treating? Here's a little more info I found out about her in that short article. She's a senior research associate at the De Nicolas Center for Ethics and Culture at the University of Notre Dame, or Notre Dame, and a former professor at Duke University School of Medicine. And the good Dr. Wubenhorst frequently testifies to lawmakers about the humanity of unborn babies. Kudos again, Dr. Wubenhorst. Plus, she debunks false claims about abortion. And I'm very impressed with her follow-up to that revealing what disease question. She also said, the Dobbs decision presents an opportunity to mitigate abortion's many harms to women, unborn children, families, and community. Abortion not only poses risks to the mother, it is also, by definition, always lethal to an embryo or fetus, an unborn child who is a human being, a member of the human family, not a clump of cells, or a potential child. You got that, right? Abortion, by definition, is always lethal to an embryo or fetus. And I love how she triple emphasized that an embryo or fetus is, one, an unborn child, two, a human being, and three, a member of the human family. There's just no wiggle room. Yeah, and when you and I were still wiggling around in the womb, we were members of the human family too. The proof is in the pudding, because look at us now. All we needed was food and water and a helping hand. Sad to say, but far too many people still believe that it's fine to kill tiny unborn human beings just because their parents don't want them, or just because their father was a criminal. Thankfully, those tiny souls shoot straight back to heaven. I'm confident that our living, loving Creator who made humans in His image and likeness welcomes them with all the love they need to recover. But that certainly doesn't make up for how they got there. Please have another serious talk with anyone you know who might be considering abortion as some sort of healthcare option. Ask them the what disease question and explain how that so-called choice comes with eternal consequences.
You say I did, I'm mine.
I am not a spark of light that evolved from darkest night. If you say I did, I might have to make a funny face, cause I am a child of God. And because you're tuned in to the Rhyme and Reason podcast, you heard that song. It's not on any of my collections of music, so you heard it in one of the only places you're going to hear it. Another place you'll have access to stuff like that is on the Rhyme and Reason bandwagon. So you go to tonyfunderberg.com, jump on the bandwagon with your email, confirm that you did that, and I'll send you some free stuff. Other music, as a matter of fact. Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode. As always, remember, life has rhyme and reason because God made you. There's a rhyme and reason.